Winter weather advisory in the mountains, wind advisory in the valleys, rain in the valleys, snow in the mountains. Could see about a foot, around 7,000 feet. RE/MAX agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group bringing you our look at the weather. You too should hire Mary Jo and the Brummer Group at RE/MAX Realty as your real estate agent. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Trivia, National Trivia Day.
National Trivia Day.
I think this is great.
Let me think.
The brain.
Just let me think.
Ugh, my brain hurts.
This could be very interesting.
Very interesting.
My brain is like mush.
It is National Trivia Day.
It is National Trivia Day.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I'm going through a few of the texts and comments here that I've been getting at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. And of course, our talk and text line 884-9910. So today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Should Nevada legislators call for a full audit of the numbers of COVID deaths to reveal the actual cause of death? They're doing it in Illinois. They're doing it in Minnesota. Do they have what it takes to do it here in Nevada? Have a full audit. Show the people not just how many people have died with COVID. Show the people what these deaths actually entailed. Did that person have a heart attack and test positive for COVID? Did that person have pneumonia and just happen to test positive for COVID? Did that person have the flu? We want to see these deaths. I want to see them broken down. How about people who were in stage 4 cancer who passed? But if they put COVID on the death certificate, the hospital gets money. Follow the money. Follow the money on everything. That's what it boils down to. So I find this absolutely hysterical. So need to go to the text line here because I have my fans, I have to tell you. That happens here, talking about the police in Quebec breaking in, because people don't hear what they want to hear. They interpret what I say the way they want so they can spew garbage. That happens here. What is wrong with you? Or is it okay if you don't approve of the police? Victims. Like, what? First off, put a coherent text together. But this person likes to text me all the time. So how do we take you serious if you don't recognize all chips at Freedom or call out the folly of your own associates? Excuse me? I'm the one that only seems to be critical of Settlemyer and Wheeler and Amade and a whole lot of others. So yeah, the chips at our Freedom come every single day from every single party out there. And they've happened because people have been resting on their laurels. They've been just paying attention to, well, what the media tells them to pay attention to. Pay attention to having fun. Pay attention to vacation. All the new technology. More ways for you to sit and watch mind-numbing programming from your computer, from your phone, from your, don't even need TVs anymore. Don't even need to have TV time, you know, that 1 or 2 hours at night that it used to be with the family together. No. Now you can sit in a waiting room or in a drive-thru and play your favorite show on your phone. Yes, it is a good thing that we have these. Because this, take a little listen to this. I wouldn't have this if it wasn't for my phone, and we wouldn't have it if it wasn't for the guy recording it on his phone. Because of mass censorship. He received this video that was taken inside a Senate hearing on vaccines, and it's being scrubbed everywhere. The only way that he could keep it, because you can't get it on WeChat, you can't get it on Facebook, you can't get it on Twitter, because, again, it's being scrubbed everywhere. On this show, we've had vaccine experts. We've had people talk about really not a need for vaccines. We've had people talk about the effectiveness of them. And the efficacy rate of the current one, not that great. Not in the big scheme of things. Oh, and did you know people have actually died from it? Yeah. Somebody sent me, that's vaccines in other countries. Yeah, but Pfizer is Pfizer. Moderna is Moderna. It doesn't matter what country you go to. It's the same companies that are putting this stuff out. We've talked about mRNA, changing your DNA because of the substances that are in the vaccines. Vaccines for chickenpox, measles, those are tried and true vaccines. And they keep those actual diseases away. The coronavirus is not a disease. COVID-19 is a man-made, manufactured virus. If you can't find this information out for yourself, I can't help you. Because to me, that just says you're not willing to understand. You're not willing to open your mind to the possibilities. You're being played. There are a lot of things in these new vaccines. And there are a lot of things that have not been tested fully. And they're changing your DNA. And they're putting things in these that could be pretty darn harmful.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you heard earlier that there's no real concern about aluminum because it's such a small amount, and so it really shouldn't matter. But the kind of aluminum that we put into vaccines is a different kind of aluminum that we see environmentally. This is called a nanoparticle, and nanoparticles bind really tightly to the bacteria antigens, the virus antigens, the food protein antigens, and any other contaminants that are in the vaccines that we may not know about. And we know that the biochemical properties of nanoparticles is that they are capable of entering the brain. And so we have not evaluated the safety of the aluminum nanoparticle and its injection and where it goes when it gets into the body and whether it gets into the brain. Do vaccine ingredients belong in the brain? No. Do they get into the brain? No one has ever studied it. But animal studies using the same chemicals that are in vaccines that we give to children directly demonstrate that the vaccine ingredients do enter the brain. We are ignoring this information. There are scientists in Europe who've actually done studies on the aluminum nanoparticle and have shown that it can persist in the brain for years and decades. And so what we're seeing is a large outbreak of neurodevelopmental disabilities in adults, including Alzheimer's. And one of the main factors that they're finding in the brains of people with Alzheimer's is the aluminum nanoparticle that's directly related to the vaccines that we're giving. So we have never studied whether the aluminum that we're giving in vaccines gets into the brain, and we've never measured whether it stays in the brain and what it does if it does stay in the brain. But we do know that vaccines are supposed to cause inflammation in the body. But we have more than half of our children with chronic inflamed conditions. And we've never allowed ourselves to ask the question, if the vaccines cause inflammation acutely, do they continue to create inflammation chronically? We have 1 in 5 with neurodevelopmental disabilities, 1 in 10 with ADD and ADHD, 1 in 35 with autism, 1 in 11 with asthma, and 1 in 20 under the age of 5 with seizures.
We wouldn't have that if somebody didn't video it with their phone and have the ability to put it out. Because that type of information, that information right there, is being censored by big tech. Why would they do that? That is an expert. That is a hearing on vaccines. Why would you not want a well-informed public? Why would you not want the public to make the decision for themselves? We're a lot smarter than they give us credit for. And I am not saying that this has anything to do with anything. But I want to relate a story of, for the last year and a half, what I have been going through with my best friend. And that is her beautiful daughter, amazing, active, on the volleyball team. She's national now. She got the flu vaccine. 3 weeks later, she was admitted into Children's Hospital in Omaha, Nebraska, because of mysterious complications from something that they couldn't figure out. Some medical terms for it are hot brain, fire brain, because it inflames. This is a Christian girl who sings in church, who is just the epitome of the perfect child. The things coming out of her mouth, unbelievable. She was a completely different person. Completely different person. She has to keep going back in for these treatments. It's unbelievable what we have put ourselves through in these last 20 years of listening to modern science that, oh, and you're a horrible human being if you speak out against it. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-vaxxer for myself. I don't get vaccines for myself. For you, you have what's called free will. If you want to get it, get it. If it makes you feel safe, feel safe. But start asking parents around you, especially ones who homeschool their children, why they homeschool. And I'll tell you that I bet the response you get from a lot of them, the majority of them, is because their kids aren't going to be shot up when they're babies with all of these drugs. Their immune systems haven't even developed yet. And yet, they get how many different shots, how many different toxins put into their bodies? And then you have lies told to you that, no, these don't cause autism. That's funny, because how can the experts say that when I have federal court documents that has the vaccine makers saying, well, they've never studied that. They have no proof that vaccines don't cause autism. Their words, not mine. We'll be back after this. Talk and text 884-9910. DA, hang on the line. We'll be back with more. Your comments, your thoughts. I'm reading them straight from your comments on my talk and text at 884-9910. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's crazy. Don's Republican Motors going out of business sale. Everything on the lot, price to move.
And they're moving it as fast as they can.
Cars.
11,780.
Trucks.
11,780.
And SUVs.
11,780.
We'll concede Crazy Don's never gone this low. How are we letting this happen?
I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen.
What do you say to Uncle Joe's Auto Emporium? He says he has you beat.
No, you don't have. Not even close.
It's Crazy Don's Republican Motors going out of business sale.
11,780.
That's low. Are you crazy, Don?
In my opinion, based on what I've heard.
Crazy Don's Republican Motors voted number one in America.
Dealer number 45, Crazy Don actually voted number two in America. See dealer for details. Sale ends January 20th.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, whatever time I can get from you. If you miss any part of the show, remember at 991fmtalk.com, we have our podcasts and the ability to stream. We are now on HD, so hopefully sounds a little bit better as well. 991fmtalk.com. Talk and text 884-9910. Let's go to the lines and check in with DA this morning. DA, you wanted to talk about masks?
Yeah, I wanted to share my experience with mask wearing. I've worn a respirator for 30 years plus, and I used to live in the Sacramento Valley. I lived there for a total of 25 years. For those who don't know what the Sacramento Valley is like, it's a huge valley. Two rivers run into it, and then a couple counties over is where the Delta exits into the bay. The content of that place is it's at sea level, about 200 feet above sea level in general for the whole county, and they grow a lot of stuff all around counties around Sacramento and Sacramento itself. It becomes very, very hot in the summer. Often 105 is just the norm all summer, and the particulates are not just from the pollen of these huge amounts of farms. It's also from all the pesticides that are used. So I developed, within 12 years of moving to Sacramento, I developed severe asthma or bronchitis where my chest was shut down. Now, when I went looking for masks, I'm the person who doesn't go to doctors because I've already been treated very badly consistently across the board by a variety of doctors. I don't go to them first. But I went looking for masks, and those paper things are useless, and I knew that. And they're also, they get moist, and you can't clean them. So what I went for was a respirator. And the one I had was made by 3M. I want to describe this for people so they understand. When you go looking for the word respirator on the internet or at the Home Depot site or Lowe's site, they're going to have a whole variety. The one I'm talking about has a plastic, rubbery-like pear shape that covers from the bridge of the nose down to under the chin. Has a couple of straps, one for around the back of the head, one for around the back of the neck, and has two canisters, one on either side. These have replaceable filters. Mine had the filters that would block the particles the size of pollen. And so that's what I had to wear. By the time I was done with 25 years there, I had to wear it 5 months of the year and often inside the house at night just to save my chest from shutting down. Now, I want to say this to people who are looking at choosing a mask. Don't go with the N's. You hear N95. No, that will do almost nothing for you in terms of really protecting yourself and your lungs. Go with the P. Start with P100 when you're going to do your research. See all the varieties of P100. And there's a variety of prices, too. I got one, a basic particle mask. It's for painting. You'll find it in the paint section at Harbor Freight for about $15 to $20. And that's where I could start because somebody stole my other mask. If you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you're going to find that the space at the paint section where it has the shelf and the tag where the masks are supposed to be, they're always out. You can almost never find them. But they have 3M respirators, all-purpose respirators, for about $40. Now, wherever you're going to start, I want to tell people this is so important. You have to learn how to wear these things because if you're going to do heavy labor or if you're going to do rigorous exercise, you cannot wear these things. You're restricting your oxygen flow. So unless you rearrange your life a little bit to where you actually have air filters in your home that are putting a little more oxygen in the air or putting negative ions in the air, don't wear this if you're going to do either heavy labor or rigorous exercise. You're going to knock yourself right out. You're going to hurt yourself. Now, I always carried my respirator with me because I didn't want to wear it all the time. It was uncomfortable. I can tell you, it takes a while to learn to get used to it, but you always have to keep it with you. You keep it in a plastic bag if you have the activated charcoal in the filters, because that extends the life. But you take it, whip it out immediately as soon as you feel anything start to happen, and put it on and walk slowly. Sit down, walk slowly, because these can save your life. But I want to finish this, Monica, by saying it is pure criminality to mandate that somebody has to wear a mask or that they cannot wear a mask. I would object to either one. It is my civil right to wear a mask if I feel that that's protecting my life, and it did protect my life. But I want everybody to know also, you can't just start wearing one and do what you normally do. You must slow down if you're going to wear it. And also, it doesn't protect the eyes and ears. Things enter in through the ear canal and go into the throat. If you're going to do this fully, you're going to have to change your life a little bit. Learn how to wear like a little cloth covering over the ears to help prevent particles from entering. But this is a way people can, especially if they're my age or if they're non-able-bodied, as I have severe problems with nerve degeneration now.
But, you know,
but
DA,
I've had problems all my adult life.
You just hit the nail on the head right there, and I got to let you go because I got to get to the Fox News break here. But there it is right there. If this were truly the deadly virus that they say it is, that this is the pandemic, this is the one that is just killing everybody, then we wouldn't just be covering our nose and our mouths. We would be covering our eyes. We would be covering our ear canals, anything, the orifices that these particles, these microscopic things can get through. It just shows that this is something that is bigger than what people are actually talking about. And that is control. So, DA, thank you so much for that rundown. That was great. I didn't even know about the pee masks. So if you are serious about being protected, then that's what you need to look into. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Talk and text line 884-9910. Website 991fmtalk.com. You can answer today's poll question. Do you think Nevada legislators should follow suit from what other legislators are doing in other states such as Illinois and Minnesota and call for an audit of the COVID death certificates to see and, well, put out there for people what people were actually dying of. So this is from Tim Green. As a lifelong Republican in the Reno area, it's sad that we have radio personalities like you that are adding to the compounding problems that our party has now. You and your conspiracies about the virus and voter fraud are what's wrong with the GOP at this time. The rubes in Minden and Gardnerville may lap up what you tell them without question, but it's an insult to real conservatives who respect democracy and decency. Well, Tim, let me tell you. You know what, Tim? I can't even respond to you. Calling people rubes and saying that, you know, what are you saying? What are you saying, Tim? That there's no voter fraud? Then why breaking story here? Huh. Warning to our team members from Jovan Pulitzer, who is actually doing the research on these machines, who I'll bet is a hell of a lot smarter than you are, is warning team members who live in Atlanta because they are being attacked. One member there trying to prove all of this voter fraud took 5 shots through his home window windows in a drive-by. One of them right through his daughter's bedroom. So you tell me, Tim, why was there a witness that came forward who all of a sudden was almost murdered in a drive-by that we have the video of someone laying in wait? Yeah. Because they will do anything to keep this fraud from coming out. So, Tim, I'll reverse what you just said to me. As a lifelong Republican, I too am a lifelong Republican. But I believe in the Constitution, a constitutional Republican. What you are, I don't know. Because you sure as hell aren't a Republican. So you're what's wrong with this party. You go swallow what the mainstream media wants to keep shoving down people's throats, and I'll keep searching for the truth. Kind of like how our governors, Sisolak, Whitmer, Newsom, Cuomo, this is such a deadly disease, yet they have no problem traveling. They have no problem having parties and get-togethers and not wearing masks. They have no problem not social gathering. So, you know what, Tim? It's people like you that really, really piss me off. And I don't usually get that way because I'm a pretty calm person. But let me know where you're getting your facts, because I'll share some stuff with you. It's called The Real News. Investigative journalists. Other journalists from around the world. People who are being censored from trying to get their message out. To the person that just texted me, for us who missed it, what happened in Quebec and the police. Lockdowns. We have it actually easy here in this country. Other countries are really locked down. You stay in your house and you don't go anywhere and you don't socialize and you sure as heck don't have family gatherings. So police arrested 2 people and fined 6 for violating Quebec's COVID lockdown protocols. They had an illegal New Year's Eve party. Yeah, family, 8 people, family getting together. And the video is viral. You can go find it. the police dragging these people out of a private residence. They don't care about the people. One woman standing out in the snow, she has no shoes on. She didn't even have pants on. She has like shorts or something on. And they're dragging one man out of the house where the people in the house are trying to pull him back in. Have we seen this in this country? I haven't seen the videos yet, but I've seen police cracking down on people for not wearing a mask. We've seen mothers arrested in front of their children at the park. So, yeah, it is happening in this country. It may not be happening here in Reno, because we're more of a tight-knit, close-knit community. But to say this isn't going on, that's sad that people believe that. That's sad that there are people who think that there's no voter fraud when it has been proven hands down. And the comment I think I love the most is, well, it's not enough to overturn the outcome of the election. Yeah, it is, especially here in Nevada, in Clark County. Because when I talk about 42,000 people voting twice, it doesn't stop there. It's the dead people that voted. It's the people who voted who have no physical residence. It's the people who voted that are in this country illegally. Well, I didn't know. I got a driver's license. They automatically registered me at the DMV. So for people who believe that that's okay, where's your integrity? If that's okay, then why don't we take all the armed security out of the banks and let people just do what they want to do? Why do we have locks on doors? Because this is despicable. It is a crime. And these people need to be held accountable. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Check in with Bob this morning, 884-9910. Hi, Bob.
Hello. It's interesting. I hadn't heard the word rube since 2012 when a bunch of us at the National Convention in Tampa tried to get Ron Paul elected or at least nominated. So I think that, only thing you could say to somebody like that is, you know, you believe everything the deep state says and the controlled media. You know, all you can say is, may posterity forget that you were our countrymen.
Yeah, exactly. Bob, thank you for calling in and expressing that. No, thank you. I'm not in this boat alone. I'm not the only voice out there that is saying this. I'm just one of the only voices that has 2 hours, thank goodness, because of Jerry Evans and the Evans Broadcast Company, that I have a show that we can all talk about this. We can talk about our differences, but it all boils down to the same thing, and that we are Americans. And when you try to take freedom, when you continually try to chip away at the Constitution of this country, you're going to get disagreements. You're going to get pushback. And if you prefer the deep state, like Tim obviously does, then that's fine. Just don't stand in my way of expressing what I think is going on. Because you're not the end of it. You're not the expert, Tim. You're just a naysayer. Who really is the rube, Tim? Is it the people fighting for the Constitution, for the truth? Or is it a lifelong Republican who just wants to see the status quo kept? So Trump made a call to Georgia. Made a call to the Secretary of State there. I don't care. Trump is fighting for this country. He's fighting for his presidency. So he can still represent the American people and protect the Constitution. Because that's what people are supposed to be doing when they take all these oaths, whether it be for the Secretary of State or the governor or law enforcement or anything else out there. We need to start holding these people accountable because they are not protecting the Constitution or the American people that live by it. And people are tired of it. They're sick and tired of it. And I would rather see the truth come out. I would rather see people held accountable. I would rather see people take responsibility and say, I messed up, rather than giving some on the right who are so passionate that they are willing to pick up arms. Because I, above all other things, do not want to see a civil war in this country. And there are a lot of people who believe that's the only way that we're going to get our freedoms back, our liberties, our rights. And I don't believe that's true. I believe we go to the Supreme Court. Trump puts out there how the fraud was committed, how the obvious fraud was committed. And we fight politically to get our country back, not physically, politically. I still believe in the system, and I believe that it can be done. You just have to know who the real grand old party is and get rid of the rhinos. Get rid of the Mitch McConnells. Get rid of the people like Mitt Romney. But that's up to the people of their states. We can only do so much. We have to start getting more powerful voices who will stand up to developers, who will stand up to the bullies that they have to work with. Because guess what? Bullies don't stop being bullies once they turn 18. They just become bigger bullies. More intimidating bullies. They use other means, not just physical. They use jobs. They use money. They use power and influence. It's time we stand up against that, because there's more of us than them. We'll be back to wrap up the show. The Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today as we wrap up the show. This is from a concerned voter. On my father's grave, I state that early voting in Lyon, my machine paper ran out after I took it back on. It had changed Trump vote to Biden. Poll worker was upset to have to change it back. Who do I report this to? Your Lyon County commissioners. That's who you report it to. The people who are supposed to be overseeing and making sure that everything is on the up and up for us. The Secretary of State's office? I don't know what to say about that. We're going to have to just wait and see. One more quick text. Working at the corporate level of so-and-so health, I found that there are different grades of vaccines. Refrigerated, non-refrigerated. Mainly, but other levels, the people with money to pay for the safe vaccines. Just know this. You always follow the money. That's why it's very disheartening that there have been actual reports of hospitals giving people the wrong vaccine. Start looking for this information, people. It's important. Have a great day. Love you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.